on. It's winding down, there's much you miss working on that graveyard shift. Sunset land of pain. Well, what side are you looking from? Some people have it all, and some fought the game. Well, man, it's top of your time for a break. It's $20 bill. There's plenty of reason in this world to live longer standing still. Learn to believe. Can't look away. Parts that be. Might take it all away. Together we'll burn. Together we'll burn. Either way.
Testing, boyfriend keeps adjusting. You're not like all of the rest. Garbage ain't collected, women ain't protected. Politicians using, people they're abusing. The mafia's getting bigger, like pollution in the river. And you tell me that this is where it's at. Woke out this morning with an ache in my head. I splashed on my clothes as I spilled out of bed. I opened the window to listen to the news, but all I heard was the establishment's blues. Gun sales are soaring. Housewives find life boring. Divorce the only answer. Smoking causes cancer. This system's gonna fall soon to an angry young tune. And that's a concrete cold fact. The Pope digs population. Freedom from taxation. Teeny bops are uptight. Drinking at a stoplight. Miniskirt is flirting. I can't stop, so I'm hurting. Spencer sells her hopeless chest. Adultery plays the kitchen. Bigger cops than fiction. The little man gets shafted. Sons and money's drafted. Living by a timepiece. New war in the Far East. Can you pass a Rorschach test? It's a hassle, it's an educated guess. Well, frankly, I couldn't care less. Masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind. Wash my hands. We'll be right back. darkness world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. Underneath the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings.
Alternative ending there, right? They didn't do the speed up because I took that off of a Black Sabbath remaster with a original ending. War Pigs, John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio on Radio Valencia. Monday nights, throw the dart, it's going to be great. I'm going to say that all the time now. There's some Rodriguez off of his self-titled release, better known as Sugar Man. If you've ever seen the Waiting for Sugar Man documentary, you know who I'm talking about. Establishment Blues, the track. This is not a song, it's an outburst. Or Establishment Blues, however you wish to go. What a wonderful song. Uncle Tupelo in there, off of No Depression, with Graveyard Shift. I love them. You know, I remember when Tweedy left and started Wilco, you know, and Farrar started Sunvolt. Like, yeah, they're both, you know, good bands. But Uncle Tupelo was what it was all about for me. Started off with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from the 1986 Kick. Was it
Kicking Away the Pricks?
God damn it, John Hill. Hey Joe, the track. Christ, I'm gonna get letters now. All right, thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's Labor Day. You know, this is something I tell my students regularly. You know, when I'm like, okay, yeah, I know it's a social studies class. I don't teach history anymore. I used to teach history, but now I teach law and government and economics. So I said, there's history in here. I said, but you know, I said, do you know who does care about law, civics, and economics? Your landlord and your boss. And the person that owns the corner store you go to buy your hot Cheetos.
That's right.
Yeah, they do. They care about this stuff, and they know this stuff. And they are trusting you don't know this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, yeah, cool. These people don't know a damn thing. We're just going to take advantage of them.
All of a sudden, you see, like, these kids just, like, perk their ears up. Huh? Wait, what? Wait, what? Like, yeah. Uh-huh. Man, don't get played. I just look at them straight in the eye. Don't get played. It's not worth your time. So there you go. Hey, by the way, I have an Instagram page. It's at John Hell. You could follow me. But I have another one called the Armchair Constitutionalist, where I'm talking all about the Constitution from the, just like, the, it's not opinion-based. It's here's the Constitution, and this is what it says. And they're like 3 to 5 minute videos, and they're actually really short to the point. So if you're interested in knowing, especially leading up to the 2024 election, maybe check that page out, the Armchair Constitutionalist. And are you registered to vote? Tuesday, November 5th is right around the corner. Really, we got just over 2 months, folks. It's coming quick, real freaking quick. And don't pay attention to the polls. All right, let's get back to the music, shall we? Tom Waits, Mule Variations, Get Behind the Mule, Radio Valencia.
Get behind. and a mute. In the morning.
Cold winds flow in the pines. in the pines where the sun don't shine. I shiver the whole night.
Negrito from his Last Days of Oakland LP, In the Pines, Oakland. Tom Waits in there as well, off of his Mule Variations. Outstanding record. Oh my God, so tasty. With Get Behind the Mule. John Hell, that's my name. Radio Valencia. Oops, what did I do? Okay, I didn't. I'm doing things. Don't worry about me. Everything's going to work out just fine. Go until 10 o'clock tonight. DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet will not be live in studio, so an encore presentation will be broadcast just for you. Tune in. It's Labor Day. So, you know, I've been talking about, oh, that's what that was. Oh, there. That's fine. So one of the things that I was thinking about was, you know, it's Labor Day, and I was a union rep for a long time, and I think there's this misnomer that, you know, labor always protects labor, like always. And I can tell you, as a rep, we would do everything in our power to protect our members, everything in our power. And, you know, of course, you know, there are contracts, right? There's negotiated contracts. So our job is to make sure that everybody is following the contract once it's been voted on and approved. So we are there, but we're also there to hold management accountable, meet regularly, let them know when there are challenges and how we're interpreting the contract, and, you know, work with each other. And if we had a member that was, you know, the administration management was saying, no, they're in violation and we want to take action, of course we're going to support our member, our union member, absolutely. And we're going to do our best to do that. But I can tell you, there have been times where I'd been supporting one of our, you know, members for weeks, maybe even months, and finding, wow, you don't really want to do your part. Like, you don't want to rise to the occasion. You are also responsible, union member, to hold up your end of the bargain. That's part of it. And so we would find after a while, this has very rarely happened. You know, I've been at my place 22, is my 22nd year, and I think I can count on one hand the number of times we had a member of our union that we went back to, you know, the administration, said, you know what, we tried. We followed through with every single protocol you can imagine. We tried. They don't want to do it. So it is now out of our hands. But that is the rare exception. Rare exception. You know, when you feel as a worker that you understand, you know, the rules, hopefully based on the contract, based on the, you know, collective bargaining contract, that you have a voice in it, that it's predictable, that it's enforced with fidelity, then, yeah, of course you're going to rise to the occasion. You're going to feel good about being there. But when it's not that, when you have no voice in this, when it's not predictable, that it's not enforced well, then, of course, you're going to have challenge. You know, it's going to be challenging and disconcerting. But hopefully good leadership, union leadership at your shop will take the lead. Anyway, with that, let's get back to it. How about some music from Gil Scott Heron? This is his version here of Inner City Blues. Make me want to holla. Radio Valencia.
Things that made him choose to fight your inner city blues. Yeah, Essex tipped to the rooftops, gorilla style, and watched while brought in 600 troops out here, brand new to see them crushed with fear. Essex fought back with 1,000 rounds, and New Orleans was a changing town, and rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat was the only sound, yeah. Bring on the stone rifles to knock down walls, bring on the elephant guns, bring on the helicopters to block out the sun, yeah. Made the devil wanna holler, cause he was dead, and a dozen was down, and cries for freedom or brand new sound. New York, Chicago, Frisco, L.A., and justice was served, and the unjust were afraid. Cause after all the years and all the fears, brothers were alive, the courage found, and spreading them goddamn blues around. Yeah, make you wanna holler, black people, and hold up both your hands and say liberation.
Crime is increasing, and trigger happy policing. Panic is spreading, and Lord knows where we're heading. Yes, make you wanna holler sometimes, and throw up both of your hands. Make you wanna holler sometimes, and throw up both your hands.
Mayfield from his Curtis LP, Wild and Free. Just before that, some Gil Scott Heron, Inner City Blues, taking the Marvin Gaye thing and kind of, you know, throwing it on its head. On Radio Valencia with me, John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, Labor Day Hell. Radio Valencia, throw a dart, it's going to be great.
Yes! God, that sounds so good. That sounds so, like that's it, right?
I know. I appreciate y'all chiming in tonight. Thank you very much. You know what I didn't do tonight? And I have to apologize for this. For those of you who have been chiming in on the Radio Valencia app, for whatever reason, I've been so focused on pulling up like music for you that I haven't spent any real time on the Radio Valencia app tonight. Like looking to see what your comments are. So there you go. There you go. See, I care. Don't worry about that. I care just fine. Damn it. Hush your faces. It's going to be fine. Okay, so it is my Labor Day show, and I want to like throw a term out there. It's called right to work. Okay, these right to work laws. Let's be aware. When they say this, they, politicians, right to work laws, and they're written by Republicans, folks. They make it sound like it's this real positive pro-labor thing. No, it's not. It's actually the antithesis. Right to work legislation is actually incredibly anti-labor. It really is. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's so horrible. So you've got to be really, really clear about this. Whenever you hear the idea of right to work, it's actually the very wealthy oligarchic business class that are trying to take that right away. And they're actually trying to pass laws that would make it very difficult to unionize and, you know, make it easier to fire people who do that. So let's not forget that, especially when you're going to the polls on November 5th. Okay, let's just kind of keep that stuff in mind. It would be really polite of you to do that. By the way, the top tax rate in the 1950s and the 1960s was between 70 and 91%. It laid the interstate highway system. It built the internet, put the man on the moon. Our education was the envy of the world. Middle class thrived. Our economy was unparalleled. So if you want that back, think about how you're going to vote in November. Because you and I, you know, what was it? The CEO of Kroger admitted just a couple of weeks ago that he definitely did raise the price of food, especially eggs, dairy, milk, and meat, way above the inflation marks because he knew that demand was there and he was going to get paid. So, yeah, whenever you hear record profits and yet inflation is high, we're not stupid people. Okay, let's keep that in mind. This inflation has been inflated inflation. Anyway, John Hell here, Radio Valencia. I'm going to be getting out of here soon, but I want to play a few more songs for you. What do I have? Oh, I have these two. Oh, yeah, let's play with the Kinks. God damn, I love Muswell Hillbillies. It's such a great record. Muswell Hillbillies comes from the remaster Uncle Son right here, Radio Valencia. It. Wait a minute. No, I refuse. I love this song so much. Nope, not going to do it. And I just realized right when I like stepped out, right when I'm like, oh no, man, I love this song right away. I'm like, oh shoot, what am I doing? The best Kinks labor song of all time. And I got to find it. The best one is Get Back in the Line. Come on, John Hell. For Christ's sakes, Get Back in the Line. And that one actually comes off of the Lola versus Power Man. And the Lola versus Power Man and the Money Go Round. This is the song I want to play instead. Get Back in Line. Wow. I haven't done that in years. Radio Valencia.
Facing the world ain't easy when there isn't anything going. Standing at the corner time go by. Will I go to work today, or shall I bide my time? 'Cause when I see that union man walking down the street, he's a man who decides if I live or I die.
sun is getting high. I can help you with your trouble if you won't help with mine. I gotta get down, I gotta get down, gotta get down to blue.
$5 bill, but keep him happy all the time. Some of the fellas making nothing at all, and you can hear him cry.
Can I go, buddy? Can I go down? Take your ship down the mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland mine.
That's where I'm mainly spend my time.
Today,
made any more, I might move away. A lot of poor men got the Cumberland blues. He can't win or lose him. A lot of poor men got to walk the line. Pay as you did. I don't know now. I just don't know if I'm going back again. I don't know now. I just don't know if I'm going back again. I don't know now. I just don't know if I'm going back again.
Yeah, Grateful Dead took that off of the 50th anniversary remaster from 2020, Cumberland Blues. Yeah, that was quite delightful. Before that, yes, the Kinks, Get Back in Line. I mean, it's a union song, you know. It's kind of the reality, I guess, is it? I don't know. You want to work in line. I mean, yeah, because you got to get in line, dude. That's how it works. Like, we all got to get in line, damn it. Got to be fair. John Hell's my name. I'm in line. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for sticking it out tonight for Labor Day. Really appreciate all of you. It's been quite delightful. You can check out my blog. It's called the Hellfire Blog. Hellfire. Hell'sKitchenRadio.blogspot.com. All my playlists, links to all my shows. You know, it's all there. You can do it. I'm on every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. I might take a week off every now and then. But for a while, it was only every other week. Now, it's for a few months, it's all been every week again. Thank goodness. Oh, my gosh. It's like medicine, y'all. This is a good radio station, everybody. Been doing it 14 years, and I just couldn't be more proud of the staff that we have. They sound great. The shows are really, really delightful. Check out our shows page at radiovalencia.fm/shows. And tune in. Check out a lot of great programming. Listen throughout the day. If you don't like what you hear, just tune in another time. Do you want to do a show? You can always send us a proposal. Email us. station@radiovalencia.fm. We'd love to hear from you. If you have an idea for a show, come on down. We'd love it. Come on. We can dig it. You want to do it? All right, cool. I like it. All right, I'm going to get out of here. DJ Doug and Little Miss Huffet. Hiss Muffet. Pardon me, Little Hiss Muffet. Sorry. They're going to be in a rerun tonight, but you can stick around anyway because their show is great. And I'll be back next Monday night. Okay, go get yourself registered to vote. Go respect labor. Always respect labor. And if you are labor, I love you. I respect you. And I appreciate all that you do. In the meantime, I'm going to finish off with a few songs. Start off with one more Woody Guthrie track. Oh, my God. I'm going to play another Woody Guthrie. Yeah, damn straight I'm going to play a Woody Guthrie. The song I literally sing to my son all the time. This land is your land. Right here, Radio Valencia.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. And rambled and followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a sounding. This land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property, but on the backside it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, so white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. Myself.